Shisar Shiva, Lili Nishmas, Rav Arya ben Rav Aaron Alevi. We are up to over here, page 33. We're at the bottom of 33, moving on to 34. We read through Sif Hei over here, Kuf Lamed Hei, Sif Hei, and we'll just take a couple of hours and move on. We said if the Sefer Torah is Patua Vakoin Korei Shema, Ein Rosh HaLahasik, not allowed to be Masik, we're recording Yisrael Bim Koma. Okay? The Kohen is not supposed to be called up to the Torah. And the Mishnah Berurah points out, over here, two important things at the beginning and end of Sifkot Yud Zayin. He says over here, in Siman Samach Vav in Hilchos Kriyat Shema, it says over there, that light, not like this. Sounds like the Kohen is supposed to be Masik for Kriyat Shema, and then go up to the Torah if he is called. So the Mishnah Berurah explains it's not a stira. Why? Because he says over here, Hainush Kishikaro. Over there, it's talking about where they already called the Kohen up to the Torah. He's in the middle of Kriyat Shema, so in that case, he should go up. But he covered the Torah. For covered the Torah, he's called up to the Torah. If he doesn't go up, it will be a bazillion. So therefore, he should go up. Over here, what are we talking about? Over here, have a lechatchila in the kroso. Over here, we're talking lechatchila. The gabe shouldn't call the coin. If he's only coin and shul, he sees that he's in the middle of kriyat shema, middle shema. He shouldn't call him up to the Torah. If he did call up to the Torah already, we learn in Siman Samach Vav that he goes up. But even more than that, if you skip down to the last lines over here, va'ayin alba Siman Samach Vav, you go back to Siman Samach Vav and he'll ask kriyat shema. He called Vav. We pass Kanachla Maisa that you can even call him Lechatchila if he's in the middle of Kriyat Shema. Because you always be a prakim as long as he's in between paragraphs. The Eichan Koin Acher, the Koshigan, because you also be Pesuka de Zimra. If he's in between paragraphs, or at least we wait for him to get in between paragraphs of Kriyat Shema, that if he's the only Koin in Shul, you could call him up. Koin, Levi, either one. And Koshigan, if he's only in the middle of Pesuka de Zimra, we're a Hesik in the middle of Pesuka de Zimra. Well, those Usher, it's more Makel than in Pirkas Kriyat Shema. For sure, then you would be allowed to go ahead and call him up. Then the Ramah said, V'chim B'tanis Sha'achar Pesel Sukkot Shekorim V'ayichal, Yimein HaKoyim Yisan according to Yisrael. If there's no Kohen in the Shul, who is fasting on a fast day, it's Bahab where it's an optional fast over there, so therefore, if there's no Kohen is fasting, you cannot call up a Kohen who's not fasting, we would call Yisrael in the place of the Kohen, and therefore, says the Mishnah Ramah, V'tov Shilech HaKoyim V'eskenaz, in order that people have people have a chashash, it's better for the Kohen to go ahead and leave the base Knesset. Generally, we hold like this, any Tanis Tzibur, a Kohen is not fasting, or Yisrael's not fasting, they're not allowed to get an Aliyah. There is an exception to the rule, and that is Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av at Shachar, so though it's a fast day, the morning Kriyas HaTorah for Tisha B'Av is not a din, as a din in Tisha B'Av. And since, even if you're not fasting, it's still a din of Tisha B'Av, it's a Tisha B'Av Kriya, not a Tanis Tzibur Kriya, therefore you're allowed to get an Aliyah. Tisha B'Av morning, even for someone who has a heter, not to go ahead and fast. Masha'en came in Mincha, where it's Vayichal, even on Tisha B'Av. And Kosh came by other fast days, they're not allowed to go ahead and get an Aliyah. There is a Machlokas in the post-game, though. What about a Monday and Thursday of a Tanit Tzibur? Because on one hand, it's a Tanit Tzibur, if you're not fasting, you can't get an Aliyah. But on the other hand, it's Monday and Thursday. Anyways, we're Chayiv Talayna on a Monday and Thursday. So the Chiyav of Kriya, anyways, on Monday and Thursday, even for those who are not fasting. So the Halacha Brewer of Yosef brings down that he held that you're allowed to go ahead and call up someone who's not fasting if the Tanis Tzibur falls out on Monday and Thursday at Shacharis, not at Mincha, because there's no Kriyas Torah at Mincha, but Shacharis you would be allowed to. However, Morena Rabbi and Rav Nevin saw, I believe Rav Poskim hold that since the Kriya is a Tanis Tzibur Kriya, therefore you cannot go ahead and call him up to the Torah. Mashayin, Tisha B'Av morning, it's not a Tanis Tzibur Kriya, it's a special Kriya that we have for Tisha B'Av Kiyolid Bonim, and over here it's not, and as Mashayin came, other Tanis Tzibur, where you read the Tanis Tzibur, you're not allowed to give someone who's not fasting an Aliyah. Siva. Okay, some people had a hard time just reading getting shot over here. What's going on over here? If the Kohen enters the shul, Acher Sheitchol Yisrael Levaruch Birkas HaTorah, Eino Posik. So what's going on? The case over here is, you have a shul, and the shul gets up to Kriyas HaTorah, and they call up, is there a Kohen here? And no one calls out, because there are no Kohanim in the Beis Knesses. So what do? They call up Yisrael, Vimkom Kohen. The Yisrael gets up to the Aliyah, and now all of a sudden the Kohen walks in. Okay, at what point can we tell the Yisrael, they sit down, we have a Kohen, and call up the Kohen? So it says like this, after the Yisrael Levarach Birkas HaTorah, ain't opposing. He's already started the Birkas HaTorah. What's the Birkas HaTorah? Not Baruch Hu, but the actual Asher Bachar Banu, the Bracha of Asher Bachar Banu. After he said Hashem's name of Asher Bachar Banu, at that point, we don't stop the Yisrael continues, and we don't have a Kohen that day. Okay? And then, Aval, Baruch Hu lo havi aschala. But if he just says Baruch Hu es Hashem mevorach, we would have thought to say that's the beginning of the Leah. Already at that point, you can't call the Kohen. Says the Mechaber, no. Baruch Hu is not aschala. That would not be aschala. The omen Yisrael b'teva achi ashlim akoyin v'levi azikra. You would stop him after Baruch Hu. When he says Baruch Hu es Hashem mevorach, everyone answers Baruch Hashem mevorach liolam v'ed, because he said let's bless Hashem's name. So everyone then blesses Hashem's name. That's not considered a bracha levatala, and it's not considered the haschala of the aliyah, and therefore at this point we could still call up the kohen, and that's what we do. We call up the kohen, and the Yisrael stands there up at the bima until after you have the kohen aliyah, then you call up a levi, and then after he's already at the bima, then he goes up and kohen, and then he goes up to the Torah and blesses for the third aliyah. Okay? That's how we pass malach l'maisa. Why do we leave him up at the teva? It's not a din, and we're afraid that if he goes down, we're going to be afraid he's not a kohen, because he's not a kohen. We're not afraid he's not going to be his Yisrael. So what is it? It's because he's going to be embarrassed. If you set him down, look inside Mr. Bros, he's cut in kaveis, v'omini Yisrael b'teva, says, k'deish lo yisbayish, in order that he does not get embarrassed. Okay, in order to not embarrass, he stands still up at the bima. It's a little bit of a trouble to stand up at the bima, and therefore he stays there until at that point. Mershus Moreno Rabbeinu Arav Shlita. Okay, so that's going to be Allah Lamaisa. He is going to stay there up at the bima until you get to the Yisraelia. Then you'll call him up to the Torah at that point. Then, what about this Baruch Hu? Does the Kohen now repeat Baruch Hu again? You already did a Baruch Hu already. Okay, the Yisrael did the Baruch Hu. Then the Kohen walks in. You have the Yisrael move to the side. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sif Katan Kaf Aleph. Number one, he says, it's not Lo Avi Aschala, the Ein Zeh Levatala, the Baruch Hu is not Levatala. Dari Anu Akal, Baruch Hashem Baruch Yolam Vaed. Since everyone announces Baruch Hashem Yolam Vaed, so everyone blessed Hashem. So it's not a Baruch Hu Levatala. Vafilu Hachi, Chozer HaKohen V'Omer. Baruch Hu, the Kohen is going to repeat again. Baruch Hu Hashem Mevorach is going to get Aliyah, just like anyone else did. You call up the Kohen now, and that's the procedure. Okay, so once again, the chiluk is, where is he in the aliyah? If he just says Baruch Hu, so then that's not considered the aschala, and the Yisrael will stand up there until his aliyah, he'll get the third aliyah. If he's already started the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Asher Bachar Banu, at that point it's already done, we don't stop him in the middle, and he continues, and there just will not be a kohen aliyah. Okay, so that's the din over here in that case. Then the Mechaber goes on, he says, Im ain't kohen b'beis kinesis. If there is no kohen b'beis kinesis, kore Yisrael b'mkom kohen. Below Yale Acharav Levi, you should call a Yisrael in the place of a Kohen, and not afterwards a Levi. Okay, you call Yisrael in place of the Kohen, and then you don't call Levi after the Yisrael. You're done with the whole thing of Kohen Levi Yisrael. However, it sounds like from the Mechaber, you dafka call Yisrael. You look at the Beis Yosef; it sounds like there's an Eve dafka to call a Yisrael and not a Levi. Okay, not to call Yisrael, not a Levi. However, that is not Pashut either, as the Ramah points out. Aval Rishon Yuchol Lalos. A Levi could get the first Aliyah. Even though we're not going to call Levi after Yisrael, but you could do Levi Binkum Kohen, and not Levi after the Yisrael. Ukishikori no to. When you call up the Torah, whether it's Yisrael or Levi, Omrim Binkum Kohen, you say, Yamod, Reuven ben Shimon, Levi become Kohen, or whatever it might be. Shelo yitel lomar shezal Kohen, therefore people don't get a mistake, make a mistake, they think this is a Kohen, and therefore you say become Kohen, so everyone knows it is not a Kohen. Okay, so once again, from the Pashtus to the Mechaber over here, sounds like you call Dafka Yisrael. From the Ramah, you see, you're allowed to call either a Levi Yisrael, either one is okay. Okay, however, Rav Avadya Paskins Alach Lamaisa, even for Svardim, that's Lav Dafka Yisrael, you call a Levi a Yisrael, either one is either going to be fine. But as the Mishnah Berurah Paskins, everyone agrees, Siv Katan Kav Dalid, he says, V'daka Kishen Yisrael Gadol Mi Alevi. This is only if the Yisrael is not greater than the Levi. The Lav Hachi Yikrao Rishon V'shuv Lo Yikrao Levi Klal. If the greatest person in the room is the Yisrael, so we said, if there's no Kohen, you call up the greatest person in the room like we learned yesterday. And therefore, the biggest Talmud Chacham, he should get the Kohen Aliyah, the first Aliyah over here, become Kohen, and not Levi. There's no Mila in calling a Levi. It's on. Once there's no Kohen, there's no Mila in calling a Levi. However, either one's equal, but really you should call the biggest Talmud Chacham. That's the person that should be getting that Aliyah. Fine. Pashit, that if there's a Kohen in the shul, even though he's not davening as the minion, you should call up the Kohen in order not to have this problem. You get the Kohen Levi Yisrael, like we do in a regular case. Steve Zion. Im haya kohen v'levi beis knesses v'kara kohen v'savar she'en sham levi. If there's a kohen and a levi in the beis knesses, and when he calls the kohen, he thought there is no levi. Once again, the same thing. As we'll learn soon, if there's no levi in the shul, what do you do? You call the same kohen a second time. Okay, so they call up the second kohen the second time. The same thing happens. He starts baruchu, and then they realize there's a levi in the shul. So once again, you don't mask it. Once he starts Birkas Torah, you're not going to be masking him. If he just said Baruch Hu, it's not considered a Haschala, and now you can call up the Levi in his place in that case. Okay? But if he's already started Birkas Torah, then you do not call him up anymore. Ches. Im ein Levi beis kenesis. If there is no Levi in Shul, like we just said, Kohen Shekara Rishon Mevarech Shenis. You call up the same Kohen a second time. Vikare Bimkom Levi. And you say, Bincom Levi. Have a low coin acher. You do not call up a second Kohen. Why don't you call up a second? Why do you have to call up the same Kohen? It's like the following. If you call one Kohen after another Kohen, so we're gonna think that there was something wrong with the first Kohen. That's why you gotta call a second Kohen. And therefore, we don't wanna do that. So therefore, we call the same Kohen up again. Oh, why don't you call a Yisrael? You can't call a Yisrael. Why could you call it Yisrael? That's going to sound like the first Kohen was bad. Okay, the first Kohen is bad, and therefore you call it Yisrael after a Kohen. You thought that you're not going to think he's a Kohen either. So you have to call another Kohen in order not to mistake that the first Kohen was not a Kohen. Oh, why don't you call a different Kohen? Because if you call a different Kohen, once again, you're going to think there was a problem with the first Kohen, and therefore you call the same Kohen again. That's how we do Halacha L'maaseh. No Levi in the Shul. The same Kohen gets both Kohen and the second Aliyah, and he just reads again. Okay, so that's the lachas over here. We'll stop over here for today. Bezrat Hashem, we'll continue from here tomorrow. Ad kan.